today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Dim lights, lots of smoke, and strobe lights. Jim and Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson calling in with my year-end picks for 2025. I'd like to start out with an album that I did not discover until the end of the year, even though it first came out in June. It's Raspberry Moon, the third release from the band Hotline TNT. I found out about them when I saw that they were linked to multiple other groups that I was listening to regularly on Apple Music, including Horse Girl, Sharp Pins, Lifeguard, and Greg Freeman. I instantly fell in love with their fusion of power pop and shoegaze. They reminded me a lot of Teenage Fan Club and even a little bit of Dinosaur Jr. The song I'd like to feature is the lead-off track, Was I Wrong? My choice for Song of the Year was actually quite easy because it left a lasting impression on me when I saw Wet Leg perform it live in September at First Avenue in Minneapolis. It's Catch These Fists, which is the song they opened up with. I was fortunate enough to be up front and center stage, so I got a great view of the band, but they made quite a memorable entrance with this song. They had dim lights, lots of smoke, and strobe lights, so all you could see were silhouettes of the band members, and the song sounded great. And Rhiann Tisdale is one of the best front people I've ever seen. She was quite dynamic, and being up front, I got some great pictures. So not only is that concert etched in my mind, I have pictures to relive, and I will share those pictures on the website for Rockin' the Suburbs. So here's my song of the year, Catch These Fists.
Careful, do you catch my drift? 'Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these fists?
my pick for album of the year was also pretty straightforward for me because I listened to this album more than any other from 2025, and I took an instant liking to it when I first heard it in the summer of 2025. But first, for honorable mentions, I'd have to say I enjoyed the Jeff Tweedy release, as well as those from Wednesday, Snowcaps, Horse Girl, S.G. Goodman, Frankie and the Witchfingers, and Say She She. But the album that garnered most of my attention was from local artist Wisconsin Space Program. And I don't even remember how I heard about them. Maybe some local music journal, but their album was amazing. And to give you an idea of what the band is like, I'll quote their website. Formed in the winter of 2024, Wisconsin Space Program is a three-piece psych rock band from Milwaukee, exploring sounds ranging from 60s psych pop to heavy, fuzzed-out stoner metal. Known for their electrifying live performances, fans can expect lush harmonies, unpredictable grooves, and a relentless energy that evokes rock bands from a bygone era. And they certainly remind me of a lot of bands I love, particularly those from the PZ Underground, like Rain Parade and Dream Syndicate, as well as newer bands like Eyelids. So you can see their sound is squarely in my wheelhouse for music appreciation, and that's why it was my favorite album of the year. The song I'd like to feature is called Graveyard Past. Well, those are my picks for 2025. And I'm relying on everybody else's picks from 2025 because I discovered a lot of great music in 2024 that I missed from the podcast. That's what's so great about it. Take care, and I hope 2026 goes well for everybody.
Continue to attack. Don't be surprised when she calls you back. Shadow image like soft flesh and bone. Does it resemble the girl you once had known? Hope your ghost continue to attack. Don't be surprised when she calls you back.
Fusion of power pop and shoegaze.